Well, for those who are visiting or here as part of the baptism today, we're in the midst of a sermon series that's entitled Radical, and we're looking at this word in relation to Christians getting back to the roots of what it means to follow Christ. If you like, reforming and reattuning ourselves to the things that Jesus originally talked to his followers about and encouraged them to be and to do. And as we're up to number 5 in the series, the title today is Be Like Christ. This is Bill, and Bill is famous. Bill is all over the internet. He's a stick figure with a beanie. He went viral in January 2016, this year, and you'll find Bill's memes all over the World Wide Web, telling you to be like Bill in some way or another. There's also a female version, Be Like Emily, and it's not just a Western thing. There's also Be Like Bilal in Arabic, Be Like Rashid in Malaysia, Be Like Jose in Spanish, and a culturally specific, even Afghani version called Be Like Kodos, written in Dari and Pashto. So Bill is all over it. He is the man of the moment, telling us how we should be. And the meme has been described as a way for people to passively, aggressively call out socially inappropriate or annoying behaviour in the world around you. So, for example, this one on screen calls out people with loud music blaring through their headphones on public transport. You know those guys? They sit there and they've got the headphones turned up to about 14 so that everyone on the tram can hear it. Government officials in Boston used a Be Like Bill meme as a government kind of policy. And they sent a Be Like Bill meme out to stop people reserving car spots with chairs and witches' hats and things in the city. So Bill's getting kind of quite official out there at the moment. Of course, Be Like Bill memes, as soon as they hit the internet, began to become extremely sarcastic and downright mean. It wasn't long before those of you who play Candy Crush, you know, just get the message from Bill if you're all there on your mobile phone. Another example, absolute mean, sarcastic. Bill is a vegan. Bill doesn't tell everybody about it. Bill is smart. Be like Bill. And there's a lot about what people post on Facebook that Bill passively, aggressively tries to change in our world. And religion hasn't escaped the Be Like Bill campaign at all either. This is Bill. Bill belongs to a specific religion, but Bill doesn't hate on people who aren't from his religion or are atheists. Bill isn't stupid. Bill is smart. Be like Bill. Well, there's a few in the church world that could listen to Bill related to that meme, I'm sure. Long ago, the Bible called out people to be like Jesus. It's a part of the New Testament message to the world. Be like Jesus. Not in a sarcastic or passive-aggressive way. The Bible has a positive and encouraging Be Like Jesus campaign. And it went viral in the publishing of the Bible long ago. And it remains an important platform of how the followers of Christ can live radically in today's world, can live as originally intended in Jesus' mind. Rather than the passive-aggressive idea, there's this fundamental idea in the Bible that in God sending his only Son into the world to be its Saviour and Lord, God had a purpose for every human being to become or to be conformed to the likeness of that Son, to become like Christ. The Apostle Paul tells us it was God's intention that we be conformed to the image of his Son. So there's a Be Like Bill meme out there called Be Like Adam, or Don't Be Like Adam, I think it is. You know, it's like Adam was told not to eat from the tree of the fruit of life in the book of Genesis, and it says, Adam ate the fruit anyway, now we're all going to die. Don't be like Adam. And there's a sense in which Paul plays off against the big story of the Bible and says, in the original setting, God created humanity in his image, to be like him. But things went wrong through human sin, so he sends his son into the world to restore God's image in people, to bring them to be like Christ, who is both divine and human. In another text, just to give us a little platform to work from, we heard it this morning from the first letter of John the Apostle, writing about how Christians are forgiven and welcomed into God's family, similar to what we said about Charlie today. It says, in the end, when all things are complete in God's plan, we will be like Christ, we who are Christians, we who trust in him and follow him. We shall be like Jesus. So the Be Like Jesus campaign is out there in your Bibles. It's been around a long time. And it's part of what it means to follow and to be, if you like, radical as a Christian today. But the Be Like Jesus campaign in today's world can be quite confusing. Which Jesus are we talking about? Which Jesus is the right one to fix your eyes upon and to fashion your life upon? There are so many conflicting caricatures of Jesus in history and popular culture, even sometimes, sadly, in various churches. How can we know what becoming like Jesus really looks like? Well, fortunately, you've got Bibles in your hands or on your smartphones, smart devices. You can get back to the original documents and find out what Christ intended himself for us and what his closest followers learned from him. All the information we need by the grace of God is there in our Bibles as to how we might respond to this call to be like Jesus. The first thing to note is that there's a way not to be like Jesus, in the sense that, firstly, he has a unique status as God's only son. He's uniquely the one God sends into the world for our salvation. He has this uniqueness of righteousness. He's the one who always pleased God, as opposed to our example, and became the sacrifice and solution for the sins of the world. And he's unique as the Lord of all. He's been elevated and now sits at the right hand of the Father, as we said in the Apostles' Creed. The Bible doesn't want us to imitate this about Jesus. This is done for us. We should give thanks that all this is done on our behalf and the benefits are ours freely by God's grace. Yet on the other hand, if that's true, don't be like Jesus in that sense. There is clear teaching in the New Testament about how we ought to follow the pattern of Christ's attitude and heart and his way of doing humanity that is ours to follow. For example, just a few that I'll pick out today just quickly. In Philippians chapter 2 in the New Testament, we're urged to have the mind and the attitude of heart of Jesus. Though he was truly God and truly human, Jesus, we know, in his ministry on earth, chose to lay aside his godness, his divinity, his power over all things, and become a servant even to death. This is the anti-Jesus attitude. It's the anti-Kanye. It's the anti-Kardashian celebrity view of life that pushes through pop culture to us as mass media mentors. A humble appraisal of oneself is to be like Jesus today. Secondly, we know Jesus gave a personal example of how people should be like him. There's a story in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, where after a long journey on the road in that ancient world of Galilee, Jesus and his disciples got to a house for supper, and though it would usually be the task of the lowliest house servant, Jesus took a bowl of water and a towel, and he washed the street-worn feet of all of his disciples in the room. And his disciples said, "Whoa, you can't do that, you're Jesus." And he said, "If I don't do this, you don't get it." And he said, "Go and do likewise." Be prepared to be the lowly servant in the relationship. Be prepared to elevate others above yourself in your actions. That's how to be like Jesus. Take last position if you have to. That's how to be like Jesus in your relationships around you. A third example Ephesians chapter 5, another document in the New Testament, says directly, live a life of love just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. The kind of love that's being spoken about here is not romantic love. It's not familial love. This is love in action. All around the Australian summer, around the coast, we have lifesavers performing grace-saving acts for complete strangers. During the height of summer, we have CFA volunteers going out and putting their life on the line for the people they've never even met. This is the kind of love that Jesus speaks about, the love that sent him to lay down his own life for the world as a sacrifice for sin. This is a strong be like Jesus trait, to love sacrificially. Fourthly, we're called to be like Jesus in patiently enduring things like loss and suffering in life. Believe me, to patiently endure suffering is rare. But it's a feature of what it means to be like Jesus. And the last point that I'll bring up today on the screen there is that Jesus himself said, just as he'd been sent into the world to bring the good news to all people, so he would send out his followers to go and bring good news to others. There's five ways this morning you can immediately think about radical ways to be like Jesus. Five things you've probably heard if you've been coming to church for a long time, over and over again. Five things that look familiar to some of you, but are still very difficult to do. To do consistently and wholly. It's really difficult to walk away from the temptations of the world to be number one, and to follow the way of the cross, and to humble yourself, to take a servant status, to do sacrificial acts for complete strangers or even for your enemies. You're not going to climb up the corporate ladder this way. Success and fame are not going to be yours. Even worse, people probably will take advantage of you if you offer love and service for free. This can be a hard road. It may be a hard road for Charlie to learn as he thinks about what Christianity is really about. And he'll need that encouragement we talked about this morning. But what we do know is the New Testament promises resources from God. What's hard, God supplies the strength to be and to do. The Holy Spirit that we spoke about in the baptism service, promised to all who believe in Jesus, brings to us spiritual resources beyond our own natural abilities to live out this sort of following of Christ, to be like Jesus. To become more humble, to take the role of a servant, to love sacrificially, to endure suffering patiently, to be bold in sharing good news with others. This is the bread and butter business of the Holy Spirit for human beings. This is what God does in us and through us when we act in faith. So this is the key to being like Jesus. Not following good religious rules, not coming to church, not reading your Bible, not being a good citizen, doesn't make you like Jesus. Trusting in God to change your heart and transform it is the key. So my encouragement to you today is ignore the bleeding of the internet. You can play Candy Crush all you like. It's fine. Ignore the conflicting voices out there about which Jesus, and find a way to centre down on the Jesus that's gone viral for a long time before now in the teaching of the New Testament. And instead of being like Bill, take the ancient path, tried and true. Take it to heart and walk a road less travelled. Your loved ones will thank you. God will strengthen you, and in the end, the benefits will be heavenly. Let's pray. Encourage and strengthen us, Lord God, when we take that road less travelled, when we choose to be like Jesus. Give us what we need to live a life of love and service. Transform our hearts. Keep us from temptation. Help us to love extravagantly. We ask this for your glory.